You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
You looking to hook up this Halloween?
Always.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. If you're like, okay, I'm looking for some action, so I have to tailor my Halloween costume to that. You're like, well, Avi, I need to go get sexy barmaid, sexy nurse.
Eve.
Sexy Harley Quinn, even though Harley Quinn is sexy anyway. Like, I just usually need to be sexy anything, I guess.
Sexy light post.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It got really, I think this is when we lost as a society, when they started doing, like, sexy Elmo. Sexy Cookie Monster. Like, that's when we started to lose as
sexy
a society.
Sexy Big Bird.
Yes. Yes, and they do have those, by the way. Anyway, interestingly, if you are looking to hook up on Halloween, a sexy costume might not be your best bet. More people say they'd be attracted to someone in a unique costume than a sexy one.
Well, because to me, and I'm not faulting you, if you want to do the sexy route, I say do it.
Right.
But I will probably look at someone who has something really out of the box.
Right.
More so than someone who just put some tree leaves over their naughty bits.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ooh, because then
it draws your attention.
And it's a conversation starter. Like,
yes.
If you come in as Holly O'Connor from Hot 101.5, like, that's your costume, I'm going to be like, wow, that's really awesome. I listen to them every morning.
Hmm.
As opposed to, oh, wow, I can see your boobs.
True.
Because so then anyway, I'm like sort of intimidated.
Intimidated?
Well, because you just have it all out. It's like, where do I look? Where do I put
I don't know if you're intimidated so much as like, oh, some boobs. Got it.
Another pair.
Exactly. I wanted to talk about this for a second, trending in Tampa Bay wise. So there is a quarterback named Cam Newton, and he was having a press conference after the game, and a female reporter was asking him a question, and he answered in a disrespectful manner, and that's trending in Tampa Bay today because it's trending all across the U.S. Just listen to this exchange.
I know you take a lot of pride in seeing your receivers play well. Devin Funchess has seemed to really embrace the physicality of his routes and getting those extra yards. Does that give you a little bit of an enjoyment to see him kind of truck sticking people out there?
It's funny to hear a female talk about routes. Like, it's funny.
Why is it funny? Explain to me the joke, Cam Newton, because I fail to see where that's funny.
I'm trying to play devil's advocate and just understand. Maybe he didn't mean it that way. Like, maybe, like, if someone comes to me, like, we have a friend on Snapchat who's a listener.
Yeah.
The dark one.
Okay.
And he always asked very intelligent questions about radio.
Yes.
That most people wouldn't understand.
Okay.
And I'm always like, wow, that's really astute of you to sort of put two and two together and be able to ask that question.
Okay.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Sure, but even as devil's advocate, you're doing a poor job because why is that? Like, that's funny because he's not, he's never been probably, I don't know, it's just not the same because he's someone who clearly has no experience whatsoever with radio and is trying to get to learn more.
Right.
This reporter is doing her job, so she has experience in that arena.
Right.
So even if you're using that as the devil's advocate, it's not the same.
Listen, don't come for me. I was just trying to make conversation.
I appreciate it. Here's where, if one were to play devil's advocate, you're like, oh, well, maybe it's funny because typically he sees men asking these questions and not women. So he's like, oh, that's funny. I've never seen a woman in here.
Right.
Even if that was the case, it's still not something that you would need to point out.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you remember this, Holly? We've been working together for 10 years.
Yes.
And and you probably don't remember this moment because it was so insignificant and small, but when we first were working together and we were in what we call a production room where we produce commercials and whatnot, and you do a lot of voiceovers on the side.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this moment, but I remember looking at you and I said, you know what? It's so awesome to see a female doing production. I don't see that very often.
Yeah.
Would that sort of be like, I literally was like, because where I grew up, like in Savannah, where I did radio before I met you,
yeah,
there were no women who did that. And
sure.
I was like, wow, that's really awesome. I'm not used to seeing that. Is that maybe where
yes.
he was coming from?
Maybe, yes. I would actually be able to take that and say, that's a reasonable reaction.
Right.
Because you don't say, and it's probably true that there probably aren't as many female reporters, beat reporters asking questions. And so had that been his reaction, yes, I would have said, okay, I accept that. What is unacceptable about this situation is the way that he laughed and said, it's funny as the reaction.
Right.
Had he said, wow, that's awesome. I don't see many women in here and you've got a very valid question. Fine.
Right.
But the way that he did it is like, oh, that's funny. Like, why is a woman asking me this question? That's what makes it un-okay.
Right.
Not okay. So if you want to see it, you have to see it.
Yeah, you do.
Because even the audio doesn't really give you you have to see, because body language paired with the actual words he's saying, it's inappropriate. I think.
Yeah, so, no, I agree. Like I said, I was just trying to play devil's advocate.
No, God, that would have been, that's better devil's advocate. So here's what you do. Go to Facebook.com/Hot 101.5 and see the video for yourself. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
I love you. I think you're great, Holly. I think you're a great woman. You're powerful. I love you.
Okay. I'm not mad at you.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.